أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. صدق الله العظيم. It's explained yesterday the connection of this ayat with all the ayats before it and after it, that before and after all the matters of marriage, divorce, dowry, all that has been discussed. In between, Allah Ta'ala brought this ayat that look after your namazes, be very particular and guard your namazes. We mentioned other connections and why this ayat is in between here. One of them also is that when divorce does take place, then it is divorce, talaq is that thing which is the most undesirable, detestable, permitted things. Though it is permitted, but it shakes the arsh of Allah, it is very much detested. And at that time, a lot of wrong happens also. People speak, they step on the rights of other people, lot of accusations are made, lot of arguments, and lot of bad words. People are bad-mouthed, etc. So namaz is that means, innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. Firstly, if a person is regular with his namaz and is a proper namazi, not just physically, practically, outwardly, but is an actual namazi with his soul and heart, then all that dirty words and all that accusations, etc., that won't take place in the first place. And if it does by namaz, it will wash it away and it will cleanse a person again. As namaz is that ibadat that when we do it, for example, a person makes fajr, now we made, then all any gunas that were committed between Isha at night and now fajr, by making fajr, all those gunas are forgiven. When we make zuhar namaz, then all the namazes that will be committed between fajr and zuhar, they will be forgiven. But that is when it is namaz and not a namaz, that namaz becomes more of guna for us, that it is made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at us. That when namaz is made namaz, we usually feel we are making namaz and we pity those people who are not making namaz. But we who are making namaz must pity ourselves also, that our namazes are still far from where it has to be. Just our outward postures are still not correct. A person when making namaz, how many of his outward postures are not correct? So namaz, Allah Ta'ala has commanded here. And when a person makes namaz, stands up for namaz, then he must realize and know that there is nothing in the world. In fact, everything put together in the world is not equal to what he is doing now. Namaz is that very superior ibadah that everything in the world, it can be the whole corporate world, it can be the whole political world, it can be the whole entertainment world, whatever it can be, all of it put together is not equal to 2 rakats of namaz when a person starts his namaz. So with that conviction he should be making his namaz. In his namaz, Allah Ta'ala pays Allah's full attention to that person, more than normal. Allah's full attention to every creation of his all the time. But when a person is in namaz, much more Allah's attention. In fact, Allah tells the person when he does not think about Allah in his namaz, if you found somebody more beautiful than me, then you are now thinking about somebody else. If you found somebody more powerful than me, if you have found somebody more forgiving than me, if you found somebody more caring than me, I care for and see to everything of yours. And then we paying no attention. And Allah is addressed. And when a person goes in ruku, he is much more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And when he goes in sajda, the closest a person can be to Allah is when in sajda. But that is when we are connected with Allah Ta'ala. If we are not at all connected with Allah, then it was just an outward form, a shell without anything in it. And we know the reality of everything. If we just have a banana that is propped up, but there's no banana inside, just the peel of it, and somebody gives it to us, we'll feel very offended that he made a fool of us. If we give a gift to bear, a gift to somebody in a gift bag, but inside we put all dirt and filth in there. When the person opens it, how offended won't he feel? If we have got the outward form of namaz, but inside we've got everything besides namaz in there. No thought about Allah Ta'ala also. Nothing about deen. We're thinking in fact of gunas and of evil things. Then what are we presenting to Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala advises us, Hafidhu al-salawat. Hafidhu, look after, guard your namazes. Like a guard who is on duty. If he's doing his duty, he's not just sitting in his little room that he's got, but he'll be on the ground. He'll be here, he'll be worried what's happening at that side. He'll go there, what's happening here. He'll be guarding. That is a guard who is really guarding. So we have to guard our namazes, that we're making them on time, and that we are doing them correctly with all the postures also. But we are very negligent in our namaz. We don't think about our namaz also. So that is called guarding the namaz. This, according to Arabic grammar, is from Babi Mufa'ala. And in this, yeah, which they did is Musharakat. In other words, the breakdown, the upshot of it for us as ordinary people is that how much we will look after namaz, so much namaz will look after us. As it is said in Urdu very beautifully, namaz ko jandar banao. Make your namaz a live namaz, not a dead namaz. Not a namaz in which there is no thought of Allah, no thought of akhirat, nothing. No thought of our humility. We are gone in sajda, but we haven't humbled ourselves. No, full proper namaz. That jitne apne namaz ko jandar banaoge, tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. Your life will become wonderful. Your life, your deen, your life, your akhirat, everything will become wonderful how much we look after namaz. So namaz is that great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us, which has the position of the head in the body. As there can't be a body without a head, can have a body without hands, legs, etc. But you can't have a body without a head. Like that you can't have deen without namaz. Namaz is the most important. So Allah Ta'ala says further in this, guard your namazes, and particularly the middle namaz. Normally it is referred to as the Asr namaz, because that is a namaz that people are generally neglectful of. We'll find, especially on a Friday, at Jummah time, the masjid is full, overflowing, no place. They have to put mats outside also to accommodate the people. But go and see the masjid Asr time, and you will see that it is empty. Just a few handful of people are there Asr time. So namaz, especially the Asr namaz, other namazes also have been referred to, but the Asr namaz. And then, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ اور کھرے رہو اللہ کے آدھے آگے ادب سے, and stand in front of Allah with respect, with total humility. That is, it must be made out from the body of the person also. Some of us, we are standing in namaz with our chest, we have pushed it out. We're standing in front of Allah like we are some big shot, and we are standing in front of Allah as though we are a big shot in front of Allah. Leave all that for wherever you want to, but in namaz there must be humility. In namaz our eyes must be cast down also. Don't look around, that is not humility either, that we are looking around. And previously it used to be permitted to talk in namaz also. One sahabi came radiyallahu anhu and made salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply. He became very worried, full of anxiety, that have I done something wrong? Is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam unhappy with me? Why is he not replying? After namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said, now Allah has commanded us, قُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And with this ayat, now talking in namaz is no more permissible. Before that, it was permissible to talk in namaz. There, and now, and even before, we are not allowed to talk to anyone, not allowed to talk to our nafs also. That is all the wasawis that we entertain when we are in namaz. Where and where we are in namaz. We are everywhere but not in the masjid. We are everywhere but not in namaz. That namaz is far from being called what is a namaz. Such a namaz, Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is destruction for those people who make namaz. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Who are unmindful of their namaz. They are making namaz, but they are not in namaz at all. And we should consider how many of us are like this, and then we wonder that we look for all our necessities to be fulfilled with material things. Namaz will see to all our needs, but when it is namaz. And also qanitin, that was humility. We must not look around. Our eyes, beautifully we are taught that keep your eyes on the place of sajda. If you do that, then you will see that that automatically posture of humility will be in a person. But when we are looking around, then that humility totally leaves a person. And Allah has got no care for that person who comes like a proud person in front of Allah. And he's just an outward form he's putting there, but inside there is nothing. Just like with regard to the munafiqeen, Allah says Allah got no care for the munafiqeen. They can do their outward actions, but it has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. So we must think, I'm a namazi for 30, 40, 50 years, but what quality has come in my namaz? It's just the outward up and down that we are doing, kissing the ground and back to town, back to work again. That we just came and we just were like a robot we are. We are very upset with the robot that is being put in the Haram Sharif. We are just like robots here. Human being is one that is inside is also there. So namaz is a very, very important aspect. We should make it in the proper time also, the sunnah time of namaz. And we should make it with all our postures also and our inside also correct. Who of us think of improving our namaz? We know I must maintain my car, I have to fill petrol, I have to do servicing of my car. My body, I know I have to eat to carry on. But our namaz to improve and the minute we don't think of improving the namaz doesn't stay stagnant at that position. It deteriorates and it becomes weaker and weaker all the time. We can be carrying on with namaz and we can be happy. I'm a sahib-e-tartib. I make all my namazes on my time. I've got no qaza namazes also, but there's no quality in that namaz. Until a person is not concerned, I must improve my namaz all the time. Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. If that is not the case, that I must have to improve my namaz, not just make my namaz, I have to better my namaz, that namaz will deteriorate. And that namaz can bring woe and destruction upon us. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Our namaz, which is the most important thing in our deen, that we maintain that properly. And by our numbers we can see how many of us are for namaz. And then those of us who are in namaz, we are also just physically here, but our hearts are not in namaz. Who of us looks forward and enjoy the namaz? That is what we have to work for. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes, in other words, my greatest enjoyment is in namaz. When I engage myself in namaz, that is when I find my greatest enjoyment. But we make namaz, the last we are there, the first we are to go, rushing, our woman folk also rushing, just getting on the musalla, quickly, quickly rushing through namaz, as though it is some burden upon us, and we just want to get rid of it. Just finish it up, it's a farz, and just finish it up. We should look at it with enjoyment. And whereas our meals, in fact, we are such that we almost all our masajid, Sundays, public holidays, we make zohar earlier. And the purpose of it, so now we are finished with namaz, it's out of our way. Now we can go and sit to a hearty meal. The meal we look forward. Like that we should be just finishing our meals and look forward to our namaz. We should open our hearts for namaz. We have done it completely opposite. Now we want to sit down to our meal and open our hearts, open our stomach, and what they say in Urdu, thusna. the food, we just want to put it down all the time, more food, and we namaz is out of the way. Now we can sit and eat and take our time. Whereas we should eat, quickly finish, and then take our time for namaz. But we are far, far from that. May Allah give us the guidance and righteousness. وآخر دعوانا.